Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. Thank you for joining us on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Katie Griffin.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. Great to have you aboard. We are halfway through the first round of the playoffs in the NBA. NHL is underway. Some surprises out there. We have a lot to cover. Kaylee, good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
We see each other pretty much every day during the regular season. We haven't seen each other in about a week.
I know.
You look exactly the same, which is a good thing in your case.
Give me a couple weeks when the sun is out, and yeah. Then I'm going to come back with a nice tan, and you
might. Nice. I need to make some changes. I need to drop about 10 LBs this offseason. That's the job. I gave up some things for Lent, thinking that would change some things up, and it didn't really work.
I heard. You did tell me a little bit
about
this.
I gave up beer for Lent, right? I thought that alone would subtract maybe 5 to 8 pounds.
Yeah.
All that did was give me the munchies and made me eat a little bit more. I think I'm heavier now than at the start of Lent.
I don't think so.
Well, thanks.
You look exactly the same to me,
that's
too.
Not very flattering, actually, to be honest, in the current shape that I'm in. We'll see how this works. So, what do you have plans over the, in terms of getting a tan in 3 weeks,
yeah. So
my
family has a house down the Jersey Shore.
Ooh,
so we,
whereabouts?
Long Beach Island.
Okay.
So we go down there quite a bit in the summer. So I'll hopefully be able to get back a few times. I got a couple weddings. I'm right in the middle of the age when all my friends are starting to get married.
Right.
So that's really where my summer is at.
That's
right
a good
now.
Summer.
Yeah,
I like
not
that.
Too bad.
I like that.
And then a lot going on with the Cavs too, so hopefully we'll be busy with that.
You're going to be bouncing back and forth. Cavs, of course, won the coin flip.
Yes.
By the way, they finished tied with Phoenix in the standings, so they won the coin flip, which puts them in the second slot. So now they can pick anywhere from first to sixth.
Yep.
They could have slid as low as seventh previously had they lost the coin flip. So good news there, and we shall see. We're going to talk about that in the second half. Cavs chances, the percentages for anybody who's interested. Cavs, of course, have an equal chance of getting the first round, first three, the Suns, the Knicks, and the Cavs, all the an equal chance of getting that number one pick with the ping pong balls. We shall see how that plays out. We're going to have one of our favorites, Joe G, in the second half of the show. Joe Gabriel will be joining us. But our fans know that we don't only talk about basketball. We don't only talk about the Cavs on this show, but all sports Ohio. And it's a good time to be a hockey fan in Ohio, isn't it?
It's a great time
in
to be
Cleveland
a
and in Ohio.
Yeah, shout out to the Monsters right now.
And which is why we're bringing in Tony Brown. A big reason why we're bringing in Tony Brown. He's an overall good guy. That's another reason why we're bringing him in. But he's going to talk Monsters. The Monsters, by the way, fourth seed, divisional, is how it works in the American Hockey League. Okay, top four teams in each division move on. The Monsters, I'm not going to say sneak in, but they hang on to get in the fourth spot, right?
Yeah, we did a couple of those games down the stretch, and it was the big talk all the way to the end was, are they going to make that playoff push? And they did.
Which they did. But they bought themselves a matchup with the number one seed in the division, the Syracuse Crunch, and all they did was go into Syracuse and take out the Crunch in the first two games in a best-of-five series, which means they're coming home. They're already home. They play at home tomorrow night. I'm going, by the way.
I think I might have to go.
Going. I have extra tickets. You want to go?
Yeah.
You're in.
Okay.
If you can handle the 5-year-old and the 3-year-old going.
And, I love them.
All right. Well, then you're set. You're either going to love them more or love them a lot less at the end of the 3 hours after tomorrow night. Yeah, I'm going. And they can clinch. They can knock these guys out. I mean, coming into the series, if you had tickets to game 3, you were thinking, I hope the season doesn't end
for
game 3. Now, they can move on. I mean, big spot for the Monsters. I mean, what a job.
That's unbelievable. We'll get into it more.
Yeah, we will with Tony. And you had, you had a chance to do those games down, some of those games down the stretch. Nerve-wracking games. Those games were hairy.
Every game I did went into overtime. Every single one. But every single game I did, they won.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you might have to sign you up. If they go to the, now my understanding is if they go to the second round, they will be carrying some games on the television side.
That's what I've heard as
Beautiful.
Well.
Beautiful. It's good stuff. So we're going to have Tony in.
Yep.
We're going to talk about the parent club as well of the Monsters, the Columbus Blue Jackets. I mean, unprecedented stuff, what they just did. For those who aren't as familiar, the Blue Jackets did sneak into the playoffs, all right? They just made it. They were on the verge of getting knocked out about 2 weeks remaining. It didn't
the
look
The last
good.
Game they had to win it.
Yeah, it didn't look
Barely
good.
Got it.
All right, without 2 or 3 weeks remaining, I'm thinking, this is not their season. They're not going to get in. All they did was go in and take on the team, the Tampa Bay Lightning, with the best record in the NHL, and they swept them. swept them.
Unbelievable.
The Blue Jackets have never made it to the second round of the playoffs ever in the history of the organization. They've never made it. Hey, you're not going to make it for 17 years in the 18th. You might as well do it the right way. They swept the Tampa Bay Lightning. Somebody was asking me how long that series was going to go. I said if it goes six, it would be a miracle. And I was exactly right, except I didn't think it was going to go the way it did.
Those games were so exciting to watch too. I mean, just so much action. Just congrats to the Blue Jackets. It's going to be exciting to see what they continue to do, because then you get into this situation. Now you're feeling good going into that next round. Mm-hmm. Does that momentum carry over? And then, I mean, anything's possible.
Guess
at
what?
This point.
Yeah, guess what? They don't know because they've never been there before.
Right.
So they're gonna match up with the Capitals or the Hurricanes. That series continues. Mm-hmm. Capitals got a big 6-0 win just the other night. They lead 3-2. But man, it's promising. It's fun. They have all this time off, which is great in the playoffs. As NBA fans know, it is the equal grind in the NHL. You have to win 4 7-game series to claim the Stanley Cup. So lots to talk about with Tony. That's coming up straight ahead. Like I said, in the second half, we're going to talk Cavs. We're going to talk NBA playoffs. A lot to come right here on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T.
Fires, he scores! Zach Duffy with the overtime winner!
Playoff hockey is here, and the Cleveland Monsters need your help as they battle for the Calder Cup at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Catch all the fast-paced, heart-pounding action as the chase for the Calder Cup begins. For tickets and more information on Monsters Playoff Hockey, visit any Northern Ohio discount drug mart or visit clevelandmonsters.com/playoffs.
Stop by the new AT&T store in Beechwood Place to find out how you can buy an eligible Samsung Galaxy and get a second one free. Limited time offer on select devices. Each requires a minimum of $750 on installment. Requires a new line. Service for both, minimum $100 per month combined before discounts. Free after credits over 30 months. Credit starts within 3 bills. If service is canceled, device balance is due. $30 activation, additional taxes and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Going to the pharmacy. Going to the pharmacy. Going to the pharmacy again.
Hi, I'm Wilma Smith. You don't have to waste time or gas with multiple trips to the pharmacy. Thanks to Discount Drug Mart's Sync Your Meds program. The pharmacists at Drug Mart will work with you and your doctor to ensure all your prescriptions will be in stock and ready on the same day each and every month. Tom and I love Discount Drug Mart's Sync Your Meds program. You will too. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Fires, he scores!
Is here, and the Cleveland Monsters need your help as they battle for the Calder Cup at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Catch all the fast-paced, heart-pounding action as the chase for the Calder Cup begins. For tickets and more information on Monsters Playoff Hockey, visit any Northern Ohio discount drug mart or visit clevelandmonsters.com/playoffs.
Stop by the new AT&T store in Beechwood Place to find out how you can buy an eligible Samsung Galaxy and get a second one free. Limited time offer on select devices. Each requires a minimum of $750 on installment. Requires a new line. Service for both. Minimum $100 per month combined before discounts. Free after credits over 30 months. Credit starts within 3 bills. If service is canceled, device balance is due. $30 activation. Additional taxes and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Feel like a monster.
I feel a deep within. It's just beneath the skin. I must confess that I
feel like a monster.
How about that as we come back to Cavs HQ presented by AT&T? I don't know if that's the Monsters theme song or what, but it seems appropriate, Kayla.
I was caught off guard, but I love it.
As I. And with that, let's welcome in a friend of the show. I mean, you're a regular contributor now to Cavs HQ. It's Tony Brad. He is the play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Monsters, and he is the play-by-play voice of a team that has opened some eyes around the American Hockey League over the last couple of days.
Absolutely. Great to be with you guys. Feeling right at home.
Mm-hmm.
With the feel
That's
like a
saying.
Monster there. Yeah, it's good to be back in Cleveland. fresh off a couple of games in Syracuse there, and the Monsters, you know, you close your eyes, you open them again, and here we are on the verge of getting into the second round of the Calder Cup playoffs.
Now, we talked about this on the other side of the break, okay? The Monsters sneak into the playoffs might not have been the right way to say it, but they hung on to claim that fourth spot. It's divisional for those who aren't as familiar with the American Hockey League. One plays four. It's purely division-based. Top four teams in each division go. The Monsters are part of the North Division. They finished fourth. Syracuse, number one in the division. What, second best record in the Eastern Conference?
That's right, yeah.
Best of five in the American Hockey League in the first round. 2-2-1. Monsters go into Syracuse and clean up on the crunch in games one and two.
Yeah, it was absolutely fun is really the word I would use. The Monsters went on a great run in probably the last quarter of the regular season. Mm-hmm. They had a franchise record 9-game point streak. And then fell into a little bit of a rut and failed to win in four straight games heading into the final day of the regular season. They no longer controlled their destiny. If the Belleville Senators would have won their home game on that Sunday, I think it was the 14th, they would have gone. But they failed to win against Rochester, and the Monsters beat Toronto 5-1. And so on into the playoffs for the first time since 2016. We all remember that season for the Monsters and the Cavs. And then, of course, the third time in franchise history, a playoff series against, you know, the division champion, a team that seems like they're in the Calder Cup playoffs every year in Syracuse. And just like the Blue Jackets had a lot of success against the Tampa Bay Lightning, Tampa's affiliate is the Crunch and the Monsters, of course, with the Jackets. So some parallel lines so far. But as you know, Jay, Mike, two games does not a series make. So a big game three coming up.
And it's tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm going. Kaylee said she's going. So the Michael's already committed. Kaylee's in. So this is it's going to be packed. What a fun experience it is to watch the Monsters at home at the Fieldhouse now. And you know, they do it right. You know, they do it right in terms of kids get involved. Kids love this. They draw incredibly well. Tony, you're around the circuit all the time. They pack the house here, don't they?
Yeah, you know, and it's something that the players, the coaches, all of us that work for the team, we can't take it for granted. We don't take it for granted. It's very special to have an NHL level of fan support in the American Hockey League. And over the final 10 home games, the regular season, averaging over, I think it was 10,150 fans, like that. Over 15,000 a couple of times in the regular season. It's special, and it means a great deal to the players, especially in a playoff series, trying to create an environment in which they can compete and win. There is no place in the AHL quite like the Fieldhouse.
Tony, I want to ask you, from the team perspective, what have you noticed about the mindset switch heading into the playoffs? What's impressed you most, and how have they been able to flip that switch now?
Yeah, it's really kind of funny, you know. In the American League, all season long, you sort of have two types of players. You have the prospects that are playing within the Columbus organization, the younger guys, the draft choices, and then you have the veteran players who know that they're going to be in the AHL pretty much all season. So that dynamic is important throughout the regular season, but when you get to the playoffs, it seems like those veterans kind of take over in steering the ship a little bit. And the Monsters are so lucky. They've got a number of guys. Mark Letestu, who played in the NHL for a decade, he's been an important player. Zach Dalpe, the team's leading scorer and goal scorer this year. Brad Thiessen, the team's goaltender, who was in there for each of the final 13 games of the regular season, won't be coming out of the net anytime soon. Tommy Cross, a veteran blue liner, the list goes on and on and on. Come, you know, playoff time, you need those veterans to sort of calm everyone down when things get tough, or maybe pick everybody up when you need a burst of energy, and the Monsters have had that from their leaders all season long, and especially in those two games in Syracuse.
Real quick before we continue, tickets for tomorrow night, you get them how?
Yes, absolutely. 7:30 p.m. start. Want to make note of that. Tomorrow night for game three, first Calder Cup playoff game in Cleveland since game four of the Calder Cup final in 2016. And oh, by the way, it's now an 11-game winning streak in the playoffs for the franchise.
Very
now
nice.
Dating back to 2016. But tickets and all information regarding the games, game three, a potential game four, and everything else at what we're calling Monsters Playoff Central. That's clevelandmonsters.com/playoffs. You go there and honestly get your tickets as soon as you possibly can, because you guys know, you mentioned it, it's the toughest ticket in Cleveland come springtime, Monsters playoff hockey.
Yeah, last time they were there, they made the run all the way to the championship. Great work by you, Tony, down the stretch in the postseason. In Syracuse, they still play in the old War Memorial?
Oh, you know they do. Where else?
Where you have to turn your head, to tilt your head to the right when you go up to the press box. You don't crack your head on the rafters up there.
Yeah, you either put your hands up on the bar or you're leaning down, you got your foot on a stool, whatever it takes, man. But still that great atmosphere there. And so to see those games wrap up with two wins is great, but to hear the home fans booing the Crunch off the ice after game two, there's nothing quite like that.
It's almost it's like the Philadelphia of the American Hockey
League. It really is.
They're not very patient. It's a hard place to play,
yeah.
But if you can turn them on to your own fans, that's something that they're apt to do. So Monsters come home tomorrow looking to wrap things up in the best of five series first round against the Syracuse Crunch. Again, clevelandmonsters.com to get your tickets. You mentioned the Blue Jackets.
Yes.
All right. Haley and I mentioned this before. The Blue Jackets, by the way, again, for those who aren't familiar with the NHL, they come in at the 8 seed. They don't really do it 1-8 anymore in the NHL. Top three in each division go, plus two wildcard teams, but it's the equivalent of an 8 beating the 1. They beat the team with the best record, not just in the East, in the NHL, in the Tampa Bay Lightning. And they swept them right out of the playoffs. So you called that, right? Jackets in four and for a team that had never been to the second round, ever.
It's that old thing, though, right? The teams that have to scratch and claw, that have been in playoff mode for weeks, if not months, leading into the postseason, sometimes catch a team that has had their ticket punched for weeks or months, catch them off guard. And, it was not only Blue Jackets history, first time they've ever won a playoff series, so a huge watershed moment for the organization, but also NHL history. I mean, the President's Trophy goes to the team with the best record in the regular season. No President's Trophy winner. Some of them have lost in the first round. No, none of them have ever been swept. So it was an insane thing to watch unfold. And for me, I mean, yes, it's great for the fans, great for the organization. But seven members of that Blue Jackets team were on the Monsters Calder Cup team, too. So it's a great example of what winning at the American League level can do for players in their development. Because those guys are, sure, it's on a different level in the Stanley Cup playoffs, but those guys know how to win come the springtime. And so to see guys like Zach Werenski, Josh Anderson, Oliver Bjorkstrand, all those heroes from years ago here in Cleveland succeeding at the next level is so gratifying.
So we're going to have more Tony Brown on the other side of the break. We're going to tie the NHL to the NBA, take a look at the conferences, how things work as things roll along in the postseason. That's straight ahead right here on Cavs HQ.
Thinking about buying a mattress online? Don't be fooled. Not every mattress is the same. One size doesn't fit all. Before you shop online, before you make a mistake, shop Levin's. Our sleep specialists will assist you in finding the perfect mattress that fits your comfort and your budget. As the leading mattress retailer, we carry all the top name brands at the lowest prices guaranteed. Shop our freestanding mattress stores or inside a Levin Furniture showroom today.
Come on, we're going to be late for the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I got to find my Ohio Edison bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from Ohio Edison, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one, too.
How?
Just go to ohioedison.com/e-bill to get started.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Hello, PGA Pro Jimmy Hanlon here. Let me tell you a little secret. For $7, you can have the best burger in town. I've had it. Trust me, it's the best. Every Tuesday night for dinner, the Rustic Grill at Stonewater in Highland Heights slashes their burger and veggie burger prices in half. $7 only, but the same great Ohio beef with house-made bacon, aged white cheddar, bib lettuce, garlic aioli, and house-cut fries. The price is cut, but the quality never is. Check out Rustic Grill at Stonewater Golf.
Fire Bay Score!
Is here, and the Cleveland Monsters need your help as they battle for the Calder Cup at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Catch all the fast-paced, heart-pounding action as the chase for the Calder Cup begins. For tickets and more information on Monsters playoff hockey, visit any Northern Ohio discount drug mart or visit clevelandmonsters.com/playoffs.
We welcome you back to Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T, reminiscing with Tony Brown about some of his finer times on this show previously. Good to have you aboard, my friend, the play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Monsters. Big Game 3 coming up tomorrow night at the Fieldhouse. ClevelandMonsters.com is where you can get your tickets as the Monsters can sweep the crunch, the Syracuse crunch, right out of the playoffs. The four-seed Monsters taking on the one seed crunch, and they can pull off the sweep just like their parent club in the Blue Jackets. Kelly and I were laughing, saying that how long would it take in the NBA for an 8 seed to sweep a 1 seed out of the playoffs, barring, like, say, injuries to Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green? That probably is never going. You could play the NBA for 2,000 years, that never would happen.
I agree. Unless major injuries.
Right, all at once.
Yes.
In the final game of the third round.
Stomach bug for a week and a half.
Yeah, that's a good point, right.
But other than that, I just don't think it happens.
Yeah, it's craziness the way things have taken place. And how about, Tony, in the other side, in the Western Conference, Calgary, the number one seed, gets knocked out again. How long would it take the NBA to play with the 2 1-seeds get knocked out in the first round? 3,000 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to happen. No. But that's what makes the Stanley Cup playoffs and the Calder Cup playoffs and just hockey playoffs in general so great, is you have these teams and individuals on teams, like a goaltender, for instance, can single-handedly lead a team all the way to a cup. I mean, we've seen it time and again. All you need to do is get into the playoffs. And then once that happens, everything resets. All the stats go away. All the standings go away. And you got to win 4 games before your opponent wins 3, or 3 before they win 2, like the first round of the AHL. So that's why I love playoff hockey. I think it's the best thing in sports. That's just my opinion.
I was going to ask you, in terms of that unpredictability, I have my own theory, and you touched on it a little bit. All right. Basketball, to me, is the most predictable. Not that, you know, I think, you know, hockey's out there in terms of the least predictable, in terms of who's going to get there. Once you get in, you know, you have a chance. Once you get into the playoffs, you have a legit chance to win the whole thing. To me, my theory is, and you touched on it a little bit, you run into a hot goaltender in hockey. In baseball, pitching, I mean, you have 2 starting pitchers going in a best-of-5 series. I don't care, you know, the other team, I don't care what kind of a lineup you have. It can be unpredictable. You get in, you have a chance to win. What's your theory on what makes the NHL so much more unpredictable? Is it purely goaltending, or is it something else?
No, I mean, it's you just don't know what's going to emerge as that X factor in a specific series. It could be any number of things. I mean, Syracuse, for instance, this year has an excellent, excellent power play. And so we saw that in game one. The Monsters took 2 penalties, and within 10 seconds of the start of each of those penalty kills, Syracuse found the back of the net. So if the Monsters can't adjust in game 2 and get their penalty kill where it needs to be, the Crunch could easily have seized momentum in the series, and maybe we're looking at a 2-0 deficit with Syracuse in front. So whether it's an individual player getting hot, whether it's a specialty teams unit, a goaltender, whatever it might be, things emerge in the playoffs that you can't always anticipate, which makes especially broadcasting the game so much fun, because you just ride that wave with the team. You see what happens, and with momentum being such an important factor, it just makes for a really in-the-moment experience for everybody.
It's interesting comparing the parity of, you know, one league to the other. And, you know, that's a criticism of the NBA. Oh, there's no more parity. To me, I mean, there never has been a lot of parity.
Yeah.
I mean, look back at the champions. I mean, it was Lakers and Celtics pretty much for, 10, 11, 12 straight seasons during 2 different stretches. but it is, to me, it's wide open in the NHL, particularly this season. American Hockey League is no different. We touched on the Blue Jackets, but I think it deserves talking about it once again, revisiting this. and what this means to an organization that had never advanced past the first round. This is their 18th season of existence. Yeah. Never been past the first round before. And you know, if you're gonna get it done, you might as well get it done the right way. And I don't think anybody saw this coming.
No, not really. I mean, you know, for the Blue Jackets, that's been the stated goal now. They've made the playoffs for three straight years, but you have to win a playoff series. And last year, I mean, the Vegas Golden Knights ended up winning a playoff series before the Jackets did. So this was a really important thing for the franchise to achieve. And so a lot of fans I know going into that matchup were thinking, oh, great, here we go. A great effort to get into the playoffs, and now here are the Lightning. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just a great reminder to every team in every league this time of year that none of that stuff matters. You have to go out, play with the discipline that it takes to execute within your system. The Blue Jackets just did that perfectly under the guidance of their head coach, John Tortorella, and it took every single player on that team to get that done, and boy, did that send a message. And I think it ripples throughout really all of sports. It's just a great reminder that the regular season is history once you hit the opening face-off of Game 1.
Tony, we're coming up against our final break. Quickly again, tomorrow night, Game 3, here in Cleveland, at the Fieldhouse, chance to clinch against Syracuse. Tell fans again how they can get tickets.
Absolutely. Right now, clevelandmonsters.com/playoffs, Monsters Playoff Central. That's where you want to go. And, 7:30 start time tomorrow for Game 3 as well. A little bit later, with the Indians playing as well. So plan for that. But can't wait to get Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse going again in the first playoff action in Northeast Ohio since 2016. We all remember that.
Monsters Playoff Central, Kaylee.
There you go.
That's where it's going to be, right here in this building tomorrow night.
I couldn't be more excited. Bear down. I'm ready.
Bear down. We're all ready to go. Tony, good luck. Let's get this sweep tomorrow night.
Thanks so much for having me.
Back with more after this on Cavs HQ.
Stop by the new AT&T store in Beechwood Place to find out how you can buy an eligible Samsung Galaxy and get a second one free. Limited time offer on select devices. Each requires a minimum of $750 on installment. Requires a new line, service for both, minimum $100 per month combined before discounts. Free after credits over 30 months. Credit starts within 3 bills. If service is canceled, device balance is due. $30 activation, additional taxes and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Fire Bee scores! Zach Duffy with the overtime winner!
Playoff hockey is here, and the Cleveland Monsters need your help as they battle for the Calder Cup at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Catch all the fast-paced, heart-pounding action as the chase for the Calder Cup begins. For tickets and more information on Monsters Playoff Hockey, visit any Northern Ohio discount drug mart or visit clevelandmonsters.com/playoffs.
Going to the pharmacy again.
Hi, I'm Wilma Smith. You don't have to waste time or gas with multiple trips to the pharmacy thanks to Discount Drug Mart's Sync Your Meds program. The pharmacists at Drug Mart will work with you and your doctor to ensure all your prescriptions will be in stock and ready on the same day each and every month. Tom and I love Discount Drug Mart's Sync Your Meds program. You will too. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Stop by the new AT&T store in Beechwood Place to find out how you can buy an eligible Samsung Galaxy and get a second one free. Limited time offer on select devices. Each requires a minimum of $750 on installment. Requires a new line, service for both, minimum $100 per month combined before discounts. Free after credits over 30 months. Credit starts within 3 bills. If service is canceled, device balance is due. $30 activation, additional taxes and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Scores! Zach Duffy with the overtime winner!
Playoff hockey is here, and the Cleveland Monsters need your help as they battle for the Calder Cup at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Catch all the fast-paced, heart-pounding action as the chase for the Calder Cup begins. For tickets and more information on Monsters Playoff Hockey, visit any Northern Ohio discount drug mart or visit clevelandmonsters.com/playoffs.
Back inside the depths of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, we welcome you back to Cavs HQ. Of course, the Cavs work in the community is a cornerstone of the Cavs organization, and children and families on the near east side of Cleveland will have a fresh space in which to spend their time thanks to the Cavs and the city of Cleveland. Back on April 17th, just 5 days ago, local residents got their first look at the refurbished basketball court at the Lonnie Burton Neighborhood Resource and Recreation Center. Representatives from the Cavs, CEO Len Komorowski and President Nick Barledge, were joined by officials from the city of Cleveland, including Mayor Frank G. Jackson and Council President Kevin Kelly, to officially open the like new space. Lonnie Burton was the latest of the Neighborhood Resource and Recreation Center and high school basketball courts that the Cavs have committed to refurbish in partnership with the city of Cleveland. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We will be back with Joe Gabriel, Cavs beat reporter, right here on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T, right after this. Back on the second half of Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T, we are joined by one of our favorites, John Michael, Kaylee Griffin, and Joseph Gabriel, founder of Cavs.com, Cavs beat writer, Cavs beat reporter. He wears many hats. Good to see you.
I like when you call me Joseph, by the way. Oh, yeah? Nobody calls me that. I'm not really a Joseph, but I like when you say it.
It's just purely Joe?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Well, I'm not formal. I'm not, you know.
I'm just John. I'm not Jonathan or anything, well, but I thought for sure most, if not all, Joes were Joseph.
Well, I am a Joseph, but no one calls me Joseph. Oh, it's right. Just I like being called
you said
Joseph.
You said I'm not a Joseph. I said
no, I'm not really like I'm not a Joseph. You know, I'm a Joe.
I just am. You are.
You're a John. I like saying it with a PA accent, John.
Yeah, well, thanks. Good to have you with us.
Great being here.
The NBA playoffs are underway. I'm not going to say there have been any surprises as of yet. Okay? And again, in the first round of the NBA playoffs, typically there are not. Walking through them, Boston has already moved on. They've taken out Indiana. Milwaukee is on the verge of taking out Detroit. They lead 3-0. Toronto, after dropping game one, just took a 3-1 lead over Orlando. I will be shocked if that series gets back to Florida. Philly, Brooklyn, interesting. 3-1 lead in Philly. Some bad blood. Your thoughts, guys, about Philly, Brooklyn. We'll go over to the West in a moment, but that has been an interesting, chippy series, Philly, Brooklyn.
Yeah, I think that's been probably, from my perspective, the most entertaining, from an entertainment standpoint. I actually happened to be in Philly during game four with a bunch of Philly fans. So
that's not fun.
It was an interesting atmosphere. And
that sounded great until the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
And I was coming in. I'm rooting for the underdog. I like Brooklyn. Yeah. I think they're a
good
story.
Hard not to root for them. Yeah,
great story, right.
And after their game one win, I was all on board.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, from... It's gotten really chippy with Dudley and
ejections.
Jimmy Butler,
right?
Getting ejected. There's a couple questionable calls throughout this series, but I think from a pure entertainment standpoint, that's what you kind of want from the NBA playoffs.
I agree. I don't think Brooklyn has disappointed. Do you, Joe? I mean, you were talking about a coach of the year candidate. He's not going to get it. It's going to go to Mike Budenholzer, or boy, Kenny Atkinson, and that they play hard for that team through all 82 regular season games. It has not changed in postseason play.
Yeah, they're fun and they're feisty, and you know they really have something to play for. They really have something to prove that they're this scrappy team of cast-offs that you know that really has something to prove. And Philly's kind of unlikable. They are. I mean, they are. They're cocky. They're manufactured. I don't know. They're just.
They're
hard to like.
They're also all in. We've talked about this on this show before.
Yeah.
They are all those picks that they accumulated through the process of being terrible for 5 years. They're gone. And that Tobias Harris deal at midseason, they traded away 2 first-rounders to the Clippers, which, by the way, all of a sudden seemed to be sitting really pretty with some young talent, some young picks moving forward. I think that trade worked out great for L.A. But Philadelphia, you don't win this year. I mean, Tobias Harris can walk. Jimmy Butler can walk.
Yeah.
You have no more picks. And you are done. You're right back to square one after all those years of being terrible.
Yeah.
That's what you're stuck with.
Yeah, we talked about that with Toronto, too. I mean, Toronto looks like they're going to move on. But if something happens and they stumble, you have to ask, where are you going to go from here now?
If Kawhi does not resign.
Exactly.
If Kawhi does not resign. Yeah. I like where Toronto is right now. We're going to go over to the West in a second. What do you guys like the rest of the way? I hate to say – I'll start.
I know what you're going to say.
I'll start.
I know what you're going to say, and I already hate it.
I'll start. Toronto and Philly get through this round, all right? I think Toronto is going to beat Philly, particularly – with Embiid being in and out of the lineup. I like Toronto anyways. They can defend at all 5 positions now with Danny Green in there, with Kawhi Leonard in there. I like what they're doing. I picked him. I'm biased. I picked him at the beginning of the season to win the East. I'm sticking with that pick. I hate to say this. I'd love to see Milwaukee come out of the East. I think Boston's going to get
Milwaukee. I know. I knew you were going
to
say it.
I think Boston's going to get. I've been saying this since Boston was about to finish fourth, as that became clear in the last 3 weeks of the season. I said, you watch what happens. They're going to roll Indiana, and they did.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to be pulling like everybody else.
I know.
For the Greek Freak, but I fear that Boston's going to get there. And if Boston plays Toronto, which I think they will, even though I like, I'm going to have to stay with Toronto, but
I'm going to go one step even further, and this pains me even worse. Boston's good against the West.
Oh, I'm not even going to get.
I know, but I'm saying they play the top teams in the West very tough.
If it comes down to Boston Golden State, can you even watch a dribble of that?
I won't know what to do.
I know. Right?
I'll just sit there with a frown.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll talk about the West, like I said, in a second. But, man, I know there are not a lot of Boston fans here in town. And I'm afraid to say that, but that's what I have a scary, sneaky suspicion that Boston's looking pretty good right now.
Kaylee's making the face.
I don't know.
It's a squinty face.
Yeah, Philly's going to move on. They have too much talent, but they lack chemistry. They still haven't gotten
their bench
that
is still
lineup.
Bad. I
right,
agree with
the,
you.
The lineup that they have. I argue that they have the most talented starting five in the East right now, but they don't mesh together well. Philly-Toronto for sure is going to happen. Toronto comes out of that.
All right.
It's going to be, obviously, Milwaukee is going to beat Detroit, I'm pretty sure, tonight. So Milwaukee, Boston.
Take Milwaukee.
I'm
going to
take Milwaukee.
Can be right. So when Milwaukee wins, somebody can be right.
I am going
on
to take
show.
Milwaukee.
Good. Good.
I've liked them all season.
Me too.
I am not overly confident in that pick, but I'm going to go with
all
that.
Right.
And then we have a Milwaukee-Toronto matchup, and I'm going to say Toronto comes out. From pure experience in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that would be an interesting series. That'd at least be a fun series because I don't mind if either team comes out of the East, Milwaukee or Toronto. I have no problem with that.
I'm good with either of those.
I thought Toronto, Cavs obviously are familiar with what Toronto brings to the table in the postseason, having knocked them out for three consecutive years. Seeing that firsthand, I'm pretty comfortable. That's a pretty classy place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's some places that you come out of, you're like, thank goodness. You know, I hope they never win ever again.
Right.
Toronto's a team that I said, you know what? If this year, particularly, if they get there, good for them. And they earned it, and they ran smack dab into a good Cavs team 3 years in a row, and they stuck with it. Masai Ujiri had some guts, right? Mm-hmm. Had some moxie to make a move to bring in Kawhi Leonard, even if it's only for a year. So we'll see what happens out there in the East. All right, Kaylee, we'll start with you. Most compelling. I know what you're going to say. This is a really easy question. Most compelling series for you. It's got to be the most compelling probably for anybody. It comes down to two in the West.
Yep.
Let's set it up. Clippers came wildly from behind in game two to beat Golden State. At Golden State, overcame a 30-point deficit to win a game in that series. But now Golden State, after winning two in L.A., they're up 3-1 coming home. Houston's on top of Utah. An impressive victory in Utah in game three. Puts them up 3-0. Portland got a huge win last night beating Oklahoma City. They're up 3-1 going home. Denver, San Antonio tied at 2 going back to Denver. I didn't mean to give it away, but that's what you're going to say is the most compelling series in the West. And you would be right.
Yeah, it's locked 2-2.
Yes.
When I saw that San Antonio was going to get matched with Denver, I was like, this is the best situation for them.
I agree.
Because they were going to be either Golden State or Houston. They would have stood no chance either way. Denver has no playoff experience, those guys. And I really like Jokic, but I don't know if he can take over a game like he has to in these playoff situations. You saw Jamal Murray have that scoring spurt and
they needed every point
desperately, but he's still 21 years old, and you can't rely on him to be the guy to go on a 25-point scoring spurt in a third quarter every single game. And not saying that San Antonio necessarily has that guy, but they have a lot of talented players that people forget about, and they have that DeMar DeRozan guy that came over from Toronto. LaMarcus Aldridge has had an all-star season again, and they have players like Pop always finds that come out of the woodwork and put on these impressive performances like Derek White did. He's from Colorado, hometown kid, played 3 years of Division II basketball, 1 year Division I at Colorado, and he didn't play really in the NBA at all last season. He won a G League title, and I got to watch him and work with him all season long, and he is so proud of coming from the G League and working his way up. So to see him have that success in the playoffs has been really cool.
White and Bryn Forbes are Pop's starting backcourt, and they're doing what they're doing right now. Mm-hmm. And a couple of great points. One, that they bring those players right into the system, and it's great. Joseph, before I get your take on that Denver series, the Murray point I think is a good one with a 21-year-old, and you can – to me, there's parallels in the Utah series that when Donovan Mitchell needs to be your best player, great young kid. I mean, capable of doing a lot of different things, but a volume scorer, volume shooter. He's 21 years of age. Kyle Korver raved about him the other day in the locker room. But, man, when you're going up against a tough team like Houston, they take the first two, put a lot of pressure on you in your building. Not an easy spot. So I think your point is very, very well taken, Kaylee, that Utah's in a tough spot. They're up against it with Houston. To me, right now, Houston is – better poised to take out the Warriors than they ever have been. I'm not saying I'd take them in a series. I'm saying they probably have their best chance, even though they came within a whisker of taking them out just a handful of months ago. Joseph, your thoughts on either? I mean, we talked a little bit about the San Antonio-Denver series. I know you like the Blazer-Thunder series, right?
I love that one. Yeah, that's my favorite. Just because, you know, and we've been to these cities, you know, those are the only games in town. In Portland and Oklahoma City. So
point.
Those fans, they that's their
in.
Life and death. Life and death for these guys. And again, you have two total alpha dogs going at it who probably don't really like each other. And you have two teams that don't like each other. Mm-hmm. They didn't like each other during the season. They don't now. It's just, you know, again, playoffs are fun because when we talk about the Nets series and that, I like when teams don't like each other.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. You know, this is the way it should be at this point. So that series is one of my favorites. And right now, the Clippers are my team crush. They're my Western Conference team crush, hands down, because the way they play, they are tough and scrappy. They're going to lose to Golden State. That's going to happen. They probably don't have any business being in the playoffs. And you look at the two rookies in the backcourt. Your top guy is Gallinari, kind of. Lou Williams off the bench. But, I mean, I love watching them play. And I like that Patrick Beverley makes Durant uncomfortable. I guess my point is, in the playoffs, I like chippiness. I like when teams don't like each other, when it's scrappy. That's when it's fun.
I think the move by the Clippers was fantastic, the trade with Philadelphia.
Excellent trade.
I mean, and again, people said, well, they're giving up. Mm-mm. To me, that trade, they gave up Marjanovic. They gave up Tobias Harris, of course. Go ahead.
And, well, I was going to say, and to your point about Bryn Forbes and White, you know, starting for the Spurs and getting heavy action. That's the sign, I think, of a great, confident coach that he says, you know, I don't care if they're rookies or young guys or D-League guys. If they deserve to play, if they've done well all year, they play. You know, I mean, it's fine going with young guys in the playoffs. And, you know, Pops and Doc can do it.
Yeah, Marjanovic, Scott, Tobias Harris go to Philadelphia. But on its face, that trade's a pretty good one. I mean, you get Landry Shamet back, I think is going to be fantastic.
Agreed.
He's not going to get consideration for Rookie of the Year, or, you know, even I don't even think he makes all first team rookie. But
tough player,
it's a good deal.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not to mention you got two first rounders in that deal as well. So if you're the Clippers, you're sitting pretty, and you may be the team in LA that gets you're not going to get more attention, but you may be the team in LA that has a better record next year and moving forward.
Yeah, I've said for years, I mean, watch where the logo goes. I mean, where he goes, there is success, and then they win. There's prolonged success. Mm-hmm. If he goes to Golden State, if he goes to Memphis, they win then. They win for 10 years after that.
Joe's talking about Jerry West, of course, who is a part of that organization. We're up against a break. We'll be back. Talk more NBA playoffs. We're going to mix in a little Cavs as well. Lottery coming up, guys. Cavaliers, we'll talk about the percentages. They're in pretty good shape as we head into that. We'll be back right after this on Cavs HQ.
Fires, he scores! Zach Delpy with the overtime winner!
Playoff hockey is here, and the Cleveland Monsters need your help as they battle for the Calder Cup at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Catch all the fast-paced, heart-pounding action as the chase for the Calder Cup begins. For tickets and more information on Monsters Playoff Hockey, visit any Northern Ohio discount drug mart or visit clevelandmonsters.com/playoffs.
Go into the pharmacy again.
Hi, I'm Wilma Smith. You don't have to waste time or gas with multiple trips to the pharmacy. Thanks to Discount Drug Mart's Sync Your Meds program. The pharmacists at Drug Mart will work with you and your doctor to ensure all your prescriptions will be in stock and ready on the same day each and every month. Tom and I love Discount Drug Mart's Sync Your Meds program. You will too. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Stop by the new AT&T store in Beechwood Place to find out how you can buy an eligible Samsung Galaxy and get a second one free. Limited time offer on select devices. Each requires a minimum of $750 on installment. Requires a new line, service for both, minimum $100 per month combined before discounts. Free after credits over 30 months. Credit starts within three bills. If service is canceled, device balance is due. $30 activation, additional taxes and restrictions apply. See store for details.
He scores! Zach Duffy with the overtime winner!
Playoff hockey is here, and the Cleveland Monsters need your help as they battle for the Calder Cup at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Catch all the fast-paced, heart-pounding action as the chase for the Calder Cup begins. For tickets and more information on Monsters Playoff Hockey, visit any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart or visit clevelandmonsters.com/playoffs.
Going to the pharmacy again.
Hi, I'm Wilma Smith. You don't have to waste time or gas with multiple trips to the pharmacy. Thanks to Discount Drug Mart's Sync Your Meds program. The pharmacists at Drug Mart will work with you and your doctor to ensure all your prescriptions will be in stock and ready on the same day each and every month. Tom and I love Discount Drug Mart's Sync Your Meds program. You will too. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
This is one of those times that I'm glad Rafa's not here on this show, or there would be a lot of commenting about the bump back music.
I was almost going to comment on it. And
well, go ahead.
I was going to say that this bump back music is better than everything on your playlist.
On Jay Michael's playlist?
Yes.
That's very hurtful.
No, I'm sorry.
You're looking directly at me. That's I bruise easily, and that hurts. We are back on Cavs HQ. We're talking about the NBA playoffs. All right, here's the question.
Yes.
There are a lot of commentators and folks saying that this season, as of right now, championship is more wide open than it has been in a long, long time. Agreed, or are we thinking too much about this and maybe we're on track to have the same thing happen all over again?
I think yes.
Which? The second one.
I think it's going to be Golden State. I really do. I don't see anybody. It's four games. It's not one game. You got to beat them four times. It's very difficult.
Yeah, they've lost DeMarcus Cousins. Some feel that that's not that big of a loss. Nobody's been talking about it over the last 4 days since they were able to beat the Clippers twice in L.A. We mentioned on the other side of the break, let's assume the Rockets are going to take out the Jazz. Maybe a sweep, might not be a sweep, but the Rockets are up 3-0. Let's also assume that Golden State will take out the Clippers, which they will. Second round, however, that pits the Warriors against the Rockets. Kaylee Griffin, you like whom?
I'm taking Houston.
Ooh.
Wow.
Indirect?
Just because no one's going to take them.
All right. Well, do you really think they're going to win?
Yes. I think they could win. I think
you're doing it just
win.
To spite Joe G? That would be an awesome reason, but all right.
It would be.
Why do you like
them? And, well, okay, so going back to what you said where people are saying that this is one of the more wide open. Mm-hmm. I think that's obviously a pretty broad term because wide open, I still don't necessarily believe it's wide open. I still think there are probably two or three teams that I could see possibly winning the championship this year.
Okay.
I think Houston started off really rough, obviously. Mm-hmm. The Cavs took them down here early on in the season and in pretty convincing fashion. But since that time, they have been pretty incredible. Besides the last game against Utah, they really handled them. I think James Harden is going to go off. I think they come in with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder after what happened last season. And I think they've been playing better this year than they were a season ago.
Yeah, I think if there was a season, this is the season. And they almost got him last year. What I thought was interesting about Houston, now you can argue that the Warriors did the same thing. But James Harden had a terrible shooting night. All right, a terrible, terrible shooting night in game 3 and on the road. They still won. pretty good sign. I mean, pretty good sign when he's that ball dominant. Same thing happened to Steph Curry now the other night, and the Warriors were able to roll. But you see all the other pieces around Curry, I think, more so. To me, I question whether the Rockets would be able to overcome losing guys like Luke Bahamute, like Trevor Ariza on the defensive end. I think they've shown vast improvement on that end. They will need to be very, very good, obviously, in that department going into a would-be matchup against the Warriors. Joe, your thoughts? I think I would like to see. I'm warming up a little bit to Houston. I had a lot of trouble even watching Houston games because it's all Harden, and then it's the draw of the fouls and the arms flying up in the air, and it's not all that pleasing to watch.
No, it's terrible to watch.
It's not. Although I found myself sort of pulling for them against Utah because I was rooting for a matchup between the Rockets, the Warriors. So I don't know. I'm not saying I'm coming around on watching the Warriors, but it's at least not as excruciating as it used to be. I don't know why that is. Joe, your thoughts about that series in the second round?
I think Golden State should handle them, although Kayla brings up good points. I think Houston has a shot. But, Houston, they're horrible to watch. They're ugly to watch. James Harden is hard for me to watch. Everything about him looks wrong. He's out of shape. His socks are pulled up the wrong length. I mean, everything's low. He just looks wrong. He looks wrong.
All right.
And he does everything right.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of things right. We're up against the final break. Let's quickly talk lottery real quick. Cavs won the flip, the coin flip, with Phoenix. That means the Cavs will pick somewhere between first and sixth. For those who are wondering percentage-wise, Cavs have an equal chance with the Knicks and the Suns to get the number one pick, 14%. 13% chance of getting 13% chance of picking second, and it goes down. 28% chance of getting that fifth slot pick, 20% chance of six. So it's between one and six for the Cavs. Joe, quickly, your thoughts. This is coming up pretty soon. I mean, the lottery is May 14th. I mean, a little over 3 weeks away. And then the draft is only a little bit over a month after that, June 20th. So coming up here on the horizon.
Well, I mean, I can't speak to any of those numbers or stats because they frighten
you're
me.
You're not a math guy.
Yeah, I just hate math altogether. So I'm just going to say that I hope we win the lottery because Bill Simmons said if Cavaliers win the lottery this year, he will never talk sports again. So, A, if we win it, we get the top pick. And, B, Bill Simmons has to shut his mouth forever, which is awesome.
Well, the Cavs had the number one pick in 2014, 2013, and 2011. That's probably what prompted that comment by Mr. Simmons.
Exactly. He thinks we've gotten too lucky. Mm-hmm. So,
well, we'll see what happens. It's exactly. Coming up, in a little bit over 3 weeks. We will know. Joe G, always good to see you. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Kaylee and I will be back to wrap things up right after this, right here on Cavs HQ.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brewworks. Born and brewed in Cleveland is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brewworks beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brewworks, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Thinking about buying a mattress online? Don't be fooled. Not every mattress is the same. One size doesn't fit all. Before you shop online, before you make a mistake, shop Levin's. Our sleep specialists will assist you in finding the perfect mattress that fits your comfort and your budget. As the leading mattress retailer, we carry all the top name brands at the lowest prices guaranteed. Shop our freestanding mattress stores or inside a Levin Furniture showroom today.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Hello, PGA Pro Jimmy Hanlon here. Let me tell you a little secret. For $7, you can have the best burger in town. I've had it. Trust me, it's the best. Every Tuesday night for dinner, the Rustic Grill at Stonewater in Highland Heights slashes their burger and veggie burger prices in half. $7 only, but the same great Ohio beef with house-made bacon, aged white cheddar, bib lettuce, garlic aioli, and house-cut fries. The price is cut, but the quality never is. Check out Rustic Grill at Stonewater Golf.
Fires, he scores! Duffy with the overtime winner.
Playoff hockey is here, and the Cleveland Monsters need your help as they battle for the Calder Cup at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Catch all the fast-paced, heart-pounding action as the chase for the Calder Cup begins. For tickets and more information on Monsters playoff hockey, visit any Northern Ohio discount drug mart or visit clevelandmonsters.com/playoffs.
We're back to wrap things up on Cavs HQ. Our thanks to Joe Gabriel, Tony Brown, the voice of the Cleveland Monsters. Big game here tomorrow night. Monsters Crunch. Monsters can sweep the crunch out of the first round of the playoffs. Get your tickets at clevelandmonsters.com. I'm going. I'm going to be there, Kaylee. You should be there, too.
I think I'm going to, too.
All right. Well, you're in. I'll get you.
All right.
I have some hookup. I'll talk to some. I'll have my people talk to your people. We'll get you some tickets.
I look forward to it.
All right. Our thanks to everybody who helped out on this show and all year along. Stacey Knox, Marty Allen, Kurt McLaughlin, Leo Simone. For Kaylee, I'm John. We'll see you next season on Cavs HQ.
Stop by the new AT&T store in Beechwood Place to find out how you can buy an eligible Samsung Galaxy and get a second one free. Limited time offer on select devices. Each requires a minimum of $750 on installment. Requires a new line, service for both, minimum $100 per month combined before discounts. Free after credits over 30 months. Credit starts within 3 bills. If service is canceled, device balance is due. $30 activation, additional taxes and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Come on, we're going to be late to the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I got to find my illuminating company bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from the illuminating company, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one, too.
How?
Just go to illuminatingcompany.com/e-bill to get started.